If you are listening to this audiobook, then you likely have a Gemini child in your life. First, I would like to commend you for seeking to understand your Gemini child. Too often, not only do people fail to understand someone else, they do not even seek to understand. My experience is that most people are quick to judge and label others as different or weird or abnormal without stepping back and taking the time to try to understand why others are the way they are, what motivates them, how they view the world, what is important to them, what they fear, and what they are all about. Second, this audiobook will be especially helpful for understanding older Gemini children who already have a clear personality and who are becoming increasingly independent. In my experience, parent-child conflicts and misunderstandings often arise when children start to assert their independence and become their own individuals. Many parents either feel threatened by that development because they are codependent or don't like the fact that the children are not compliant. It is not the parent's job to raise children to comply and obey without question. It is the parent's job to raise emotionally healthy, emotionally intelligent children who think freely and who stand up for themselves, for example, who self-champion. A Gemini child needs a ton of freedom. Your Gemini child does not always want to do what the group is doing, and that is okay. Not only is it okay, it represents a child's normal development, for example, to separate from their parents and eventually grow into a healthy adult, capable of making their own decisions. Gemini is a mutable sign. Fixed signs are concerned with stability, maintaining the status quo, or stabilizing things, and can thus exhibit stubbornness of mindset. Cardinal signs are always moving forward, moving ahead, intent on achievement and progress, and are generally able to adapt more easily. Since Gemini is a mutable sign, it can interchangeably exhibit fixed and cardinal qualities. Mutable signs adapt easily and tend to change their minds frequently. We will hear more about Gemini's changeable nature in a minute. Gemini is an air sign, and as such, understands and applies logic quickly, but does not immediately empathize with others. As we will discuss, the logical nature of the Gemini child allows them to detach, observe, and self-reflect. These characteristics are essential for dealing with the challenges of life. On the other hand, Gemini's tendency to analyze rather than empathize means that parents should teach their Gemini children that empathizing with others helps strengthen relationships. Gemini's ruling planet, Mercury, heavily influences anything it touches and lightens up otherwise serious and heavy energies, such as those energies of Saturn, which rules Capricorn, and Pluto, which rules Scorpio. Mercurian influences lead a child to be quick-witted, restless, intelligent, and humorous. Mercury does not always take things seriously, so go easy on your Gemini child when they are being goofy, which will likely be frequently. Gemini children cannot sit still. They cannot help talking to and even interrupting other people. Their minds work so fast that they leave other people in the dust. They are often annoyed at how slowly other people work, talk, and move. They absorb information like a sponge. They have a childlike curiosity about everything, which remains long into adulthood. They love technology, travel, and exploring new places. They are independent and prefer to go at their own lightning-fast speed. I know what all this is like because I was that Gemini child, the child who soaked up information so fast that my mind was, is, always racing, who made mental connections quickly and easily, who has, trouble sleeping because my mind never shuts off, and who needs a lot of physical exercise to calm my nerves.